same style fence that you see around people's homes with the boards running laterally, you know. If they didn't use the paling or the picket fence, well, then they used the board fence spaced about so far apart. Sometimes it would have a board laid on top of the post, flatwise at an angle, made it look better.
Well, would that be like what people call rail fences?
No, rail fences are just simply railings split out of logs and laid, you know, how they're
laid. Yeah, I know, zigzag.
This board fence is just a straight fence with boards.
I see.
Nailed to the post.
I see.
You see them around people's homes a lot now.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But getting back now to something on those hogs. One way we kept those hogs from rooting under the fence, we would put ringers in their nose.
Oh.
And little old copper things, sharp on each end, and you'd get that old hog down, and you had some ringers, some kind of like pliers, you know. And these rings fit right in there. And you'd get him down, that his nose got rough snout that sticks up. And you'd put about three of those things in there. And it didn't hurt him except when he'd go to root. Why, it was a perpetual sore on him, see. Not that it hurt him in any way, except when he would root, well, that would irritate that place, and he wouldn't root.
And that's how they keep them from going.
Now they use electric fences, see.
Oh, they use electric fences, right.
They never use a ring.
They never use the ring anymore. That's interesting. Did you ever, do you know what you would call a fence or a wall made out of loose rock or loose stone?
Well, I didn't grow up in the mountains, so I couldn't elaborate on that. I know what it is, but...
What would you call, if you saw one, what would you call it?
Oh, I'd... there's two things I would call it. One of it, I'd call it a fence made out of rock, but I understand the reason for that.
They don't
My wife grew up down in the mountains where... And they would pick these rocks up out of the farm each year, and they had to put them somewhere.
So they
just... Well, sometimes they just build a fence out of them. Or sometimes they would help stop up a gully from washing with them. But each year, you know, the rain would come and wash out more rocks and more rocks. That's about all I could tell you. That's just what people told me about the rocks.
If you wanted to make a hen keep laying in the same place, what would they put in the nest to fool the hen? What did they call it?
Well, we had foolers, but I always questioned whether it fooled them or not.
Oh, really?
We had glass eggs.
Glass?
Made out of glass.
They were made out of glass.
Looked like an egg.
Did you ever see any made out of china?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the elaborate ones. That,
were they called?
I don't know what they called them.
Did they
nest
call
eggs.
Yeah, but did they ever call them china eggs?
Not that I know of. The only ones that had the china eggs were those that had money enough to buy.
Oh, I see. Otherwise, you use glass. They were cheaper.
That's right, and served the purpose, what we thought was the purpose. But generally, a hen will choose her own nest. When you get two that choose the same one, then you've got to probably take one out and cage her up for a while.
I see.
So they'll fuss and fight and quarrel over it. But most of the time, when they choose a nest, that's a nest they lay in. And that's the one they intend to sit on to hatch their young chickens. And some of them like to steal out, you know, and hide in bushes or weeds. We never did know how many chickens we'd own. On our farm, we'd have 200 or 300 chickens, roosters, pullets, and all sizes and all colors. My mother would grow certain name brand, but we'd always get some mixed up, you know, and so forth. But a lot of them would hide their nest out, and we'd never know they'd hid out till they'd come marching out a bunch of little chickens.
What would you use to carry water in?
From to the house? Buckets, what we call water buckets, about 2.5 gallon buckets. Some of them were granite.